visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.
Welcome to Jets Talk Live. Eric Allen here inside our Florham Park studios. Man, do we have some great live programming coming up for you today. We're presented by Nissan. I'm going to be joined momentarily by Jets nose tackle Sione Buha. You're also going to hear from Jeremiah Bell, the former Dolphin, David Harris, the hitman, Dustin Keller, the Jets tight end, prolific Jets tight end, and Mark Sanchez as well. We got a ton of stuff to go over today. And then after today's show, you're going to be hearing from all the Jets coordinators. Mike Pettine, defensive coordinator, former Dolphins special teams coach Mike Westhoff, and former Dolphins head coach Tony Sperano. So we got some unbelievable live program for you today on NewYorkJets.com. But let's welcome in our first guest right here, right off the practice field, the big man, Sione Buha. Sione, thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
How's everything going with your preparation for the Miami Dolphins this week?
It's going well. I'm really excited. We had a great week of practice, you know, finishing up and wrapping up with tomorrow and Saturday's preparation. But and as far as I can tell and as far as the guys can tell, we've had a wonderful week of practice. People are out on the field just running and, you know, getting ready for this game.
Now, Rex Ryan said today a bit of good news at his morning news conference, talking about Darrell Revis cleared for physical contact. So Darrell was out there on the practice field today. How did he look?
You know, I don't think that's good news. I think that's great news. you know, it's always great to have Darrell there. Not only is he a great corner, but a team leader on the defense and a team leader as a whole. So to have him out there playing with us, it's always good to have him there.
How much swag does he add to the defense? That's a Bart Scott word, of course.
Right.
But when you guys go into a visiting building and you're playing a team against the Dolphins, when you know that you have such a dominant defender there behind you and Darrell, what does that add to you guys?
He kind of, you know, going into a fight or something, you kind of have like your, you know, your special uppercut. What's your specialty? You know what I mean? Is it an uppercut? Are you a jab specialist? Are you a, you know, what kind of power punch do you have? And to know that you have that in your back pocket, you have number 24 coming out there into the field. He's somewhat of a silent swag. You don't say too much, but he makes big plays on the field. So it's good to know that you got that silver bullet right in your pocket.
Well, Jets Nation knew Sione Buha was going to be here in studio on Jets Talk Live presented by Nissan, and they wrote in some questions. So
Nice. Let's
take a look at a couple, Sione. This one comes from Al, who signed in on our Facebook page. Sione, why is the Jets defense one of the best in the league?
You know, I think it starts first with our foundation, and that's hard work. The guys get to go up there and get in the weight room. We work hard in the weight room. We work hard in the classroom, and we work hard on the field. And I think the kind of attitude of, you know, we're a work type kind of guys, and then talent come next and supplements, you know, our work ethic. I think the foundation of work kind of sets the tone for everything.
Anybody who's followed your career, Sione, knows you bring your lunch pail to work every day. And I think heading into the season, you had played in 88 straight games or something right along there, very close to 90 games. How tough was it for you this summer with the back injury and then to miss the opener, the first time you had been on the field with the guys in so long?
Right. Whatever situation you might be, you know, work ethic always takes place. You know, you kind of shift what your focus is. You know, for me, I had a nagging back. But you still take those same traits and same principles of working hard. What can I do to work hard to hurry up and get back on the field? And like I said, if your foundation is working hard, which has been on the defensive line, you know, me and DeVito we're not talented. I have no speed. I have no legs or anything. And I probably could speak the same thing for DeVito. But both of us kind of pride ourselves in the way we work. And whether it's, you know, recovery or in the weight room or on the field or in anything you imply in your life, you should make some kind of movement.
How did you feel last week getting back on the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers? I know it wasn't the result you wanted,
right,
but you got out there moving around with the guys, and you guys were very good against the run against the Steelers.
Right. You know, it was kind of weird for me getting out there. I mean, the last time I played a game was when we had played Miami, you know, in January, and that's the last time that I'd ever kind of gotten in there and played, you know, football with helmet and shoulder pads, even with training camp. Didn't really get a chance to get in there because I had a gash over my eye, mm-hmm. and the back thing kind of kind of haltered me a little bit. But, you know, going in there and playing against Pittsburgh, what a way to break in, what a way to knock off the dust with a team who's great at the run and be able to kind of knock it all off. So now, you know, first dance has been done already. Now it's time to boogie.
Now, on both sides of the ball, I know one area that you guys definitely want to improve on is on third down. The Steelers were 8 of 15 on you guys defensively. And then on the other side of the ball, the offense had a hard time staying on the field after they had a great start, Sione. They had 10 points on those first two drives. They made it look easy in those first two drives. But I know that's one thing you guys really want to focus on heading into this game against the Dolphins, right?
Yeah, you know, since it's the offense, you know, we've seen the offense and their ability to move the ball up and down the field. Whether it was with the Bills or, you know, starting off with the Steelers. So it's our job. We know that's a little bit more of an emphasis on us to give them back the ball, and that's getting out on third downs. And nobody really likes to play after third down or see the hashes move down to get that first down. So, you know, our emphasis is concentrate and focus and execute on third down.
Let's take another Facebook question right now for Sione Buha here on Jets Talk Live. This comes in from Brian on Facebook. What do you think your toughest challenge this season will be?
You know,
that's a very general question. Yeah, Take it any way you want to.
Yeah,
you know,
it's a very general question because you play different types of opponents. You know, you got power teams, you got zone teams, you got spread teams, but I think the most important thing and challenge that we're always going to try to accomplish every single week is to be able to be consistent and for us to give relentless effort. You know, from first quarter to the fourth quarter, from Monday's practice all the way down to Saturday's practice, but relentless effort and consistency.
What about your individual matchup this week? You're obviously on the nose, and the Dolphins have a guy, young center, who I think has been playing very well so far them early in his career, and that's Mike Pouncey.
Yeah, you know, Pouncey, part of the Pouncey tree, and, you know, we had one last week. And I got another one this weekend. He's a very talented, probably identical to how his brother plays. They're fast, they're quick, they're smart, he's strong. And so his ability to be very athletic and run any type of scheme from being a center, I mean, provides the same challenges that we had last week.
How do you guys contain Reggie Bush? This guy's off to a torrid start.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there running the ball like a freak. And, you know, our ability to get all 11 guys to the ball is key. You know, he has the ability to make number one, you know, miss his tackle, number two, number three. But I'm not sure about four, five, six, all the way to 11. So, you know, to make sure that all of us run to the ball, will complement us helping the first guy getting there.
Does it help you that you faced a guy kind of similar who's explosive and he can take it to the distance anytime he has a ball in C.J. Spiller in week one? I know you missed that one, but do you think that helps the defense in preparing for a guy like this?
Yeah, I mean, preparation, I think it helped us learn a lesson because he did do a number on us. But getting all 11 guys to the ball should not be a lesson from somebody. It should be something, you know, like the general question we had before. It's something that we got to work on every single week, you know, consistency and everybody hustling.
And how big a game is this? I know it's early in the season, Sione, but it's a divisional game. And you guys could be 2-0 in the division after three games here.
Yeah, I mean, even though it's early in the season, you kind of get to establish yourself in the division earlier in the season, being a Miami game and being a divisional game. You can kind of set yourself up to kind of get that done earlier in the season and get the rankings up there a little bit. But, you know, one, it's important because it's the next game, and it's a little bit important because it's a divisional game.
How about facing a rookie quarterback? When I think of this defense and all the schemes and the multiple packages and different coverages that you throw against guys, that would be overwhelming for any quarterback to face this Jets defense. But one thing guys have been telling me this week is Ryan Tannehill doesn't look like a rookie.
Yeah, he doesn't look like a rookie. I mean, you see the speed of their offense, and you look at different types of offenses and what they do. And, you know, with this offense, they kind of like to get the ball rolling, right? They're almost like a fast-paced kind of offense. Well, it takes a very mature and smart quarterback to run a fast-paced offense, you know, because he has to set everybody up really quick without a huddle, basically. He kind of has to get his receivers in set, and he has to make the reads at the same time. So for a quarterback to do that, especially at his age and being a rookie, it really takes a lot of maturity and a lot of smarts to do that. And he does it flawlessly, which is very impressive.
Sione Buha, I know Jets Nation is so happy you're back in the lineup. We thank you for joining us today.
Visit ChooseNissan.com. Test drive at your local Nissan dealer today.